Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Well, today we're talking about cross-training the empathy-less salesperson. Every sales team has them, and if you think that your team doesn't, well, then maybe look in the mirror because it might be you. Walking by Carol's office, I noticed her phone was off the hook and lying down on her desk in front of her as she worked on her computer. Carol, your phone is lying in the middle of your desk and it sounds like someone is on there. What's going on? I mentioned to her. I know, she said abruptly. But you shouldn't. She cut me off mid-sentence. I know. It's Steve and I'm not picking the phone back up until he calms down. Now I was really curious. How long has he been going on? I was surprised when she said, oh, about 5 or 10 minutes. Steve was one of our better salespeople. He did a great job of caring for customers, almost to the point of being too much in the customer's favor. He was in the camp of overpromise and overdeliver, sometimes more than we could handle. Carol was in charge of the office staff, which included billing, credit, and customer service. Another great employee on the team, but after many years in her role, she was fairly opinionated on how accounting worked. She had a firm grasp. When a salesperson was out of line on pricing, promotions, or anything to do with the accounting department, I just happened to be walking past the office as an overly accommodating salesperson was in a head-on collision with an under-accommodating office manager. With a 10-minute rant and rave going on, I picked up the phone and hung it up. Nothing positive was going to come from that type of a call. Carol informed me that I really shouldn't have done that, and just as I was asking why, her phone rang, and yep, you guessed it. It was Steve, and he picked up right where he left off. That's why, Carol said as she went back to working on her computer. While there was no vulgar language or foul language, Steve's actions were out of line. Even if Carol was fully capable of handling it, it was still out of line. And as Carol's manager, I met with Steve's manager and devised a plan to bring Steve in to deal with two issues. First was the aggressive behavior, the ranting and raving continuously on a phone call, the unprofessionalism of what it was. Steve's manager informed me he would take care of that, which he did. And from that point forward, Steve mostly behaved. I say mostly because he would flare up every once in a while, but never as bad as on that day. The second issue we had to deal with was Steve's lack of understanding or empathy around what he was asking our office staff to do. He was so overly accommodating to his customers that he felt whatever they wanted, they should get. And while I'm a big believer in the customer's always right, in some high-volume, low-margin, long-term customer relationships, sometimes they're wrong. And maybe instead of wrong, I should say they shouldn't always get what they want. Steve had a long history of asking for special treatment for his customers. And this special treatment was not easy to keep track of at times. When someone in the office or production area didn't remember to provide this special treatment, Steve became incensed. He couldn't understand how someone could not remember one small special step for his customers. Several years later, Steve matured, he mellowed out somewhat, and moved up into management. He now spent much of his time in the office and around the operations facilities instead of out with customers. Well, we were sitting in a management meeting one day, and it was almost shocking as I heard him expound on how hard the office and production crew were working, how they tried their very best to keep track of all the customized requests, but couldn't track all of them. He went on to say we should even recognize them for their efforts and cut them a break if they happen to miss one once in a while. Well, you know, after the meeting, visiting with Carol, I couldn't help but reminisce with her about that day years earlier when this very same person was on the other end of a one-way phone call. We truly missed our chance to bring Steve in at that point and have him sit down with the office staff and shadow the production crew to understand what he was asking them to do. He needed to see how hard it was to stop a production line in the middle of a run and take care of his special request. He needed to take a stack of 200 load orders and sort through them until he found his one customer that needed special handling on their account. We missed it, but it's not too late for you. If you have one of these types of employees, the best medicine is a little dose of cross-training. And this goes for the office and the production crew as well.
If they are the empathy-less employee, then by all means have them go belly to belly, as we used to say, with the customer and find out how hard it is to explain why you won't make a small concession. You know, it's real easy to draft an email and tell the sales team, just let your customers know we will no longer carry a product or offer a program or allow a special request. It's not so easy to stand in the customer's office, warehouse, or farm while they are covered in dirt, grease, or worse, and inform them you are going to offer less to them than before. Well, we're all in the business of serving our customers. And in the last 4 years, this has become more and more difficult in agribusiness because margins have tightened. This only makes the situations like Carol and Steve's worse. Our sales team is trying hard to beat the competition with more service and better products. Our production and admin teams are trying to reduce costs by being more efficient. And a little dose of cross-training goes a long way for a whole lot of understanding on everyone's part.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.